All right, next we have one of our resident musician professors, Ed Lockler, who is going to be June 2nd feature at the Acton Jazz Cafe. And also, if I'm not mistaken, he's going to be April 9th at the Main Streets with them City Ducks. And wouldn't you know it, John McClain and Mike Gooley are going to be the co-features there. So you're going to get to hear a lot of fun music at April 9th if you show up at Main Streets. But tonight, you're going to hear Professor Lockler give us a song as a solo. So let's put our hands together for Ed Lockler.
Well, I'd like to congratulate Ellen on a great transition. And I'm going to miss the Nourish, but I'm looking forward to lots of great times here. Last night at the Nourish was the night after Pete Seeger passed, and I felt like I wanted to do Pete Seeger's song, and I sort of threw together one that I had known but didn't really play. And, you know, I mean, I know a lot of Pete Seeger songs, but I didn't really perform them then. But I sort of got captivated by this song, and I'm going to try it again because I didn't quite get it last time. And, you know, Pete Seeger meant a lot to me. Because I know that I just wouldn't be playing the music that I'm playing now and loving the space that I'm in without Pete Seeger and the way that he preserved a tradition. And, you know, I traced it back through Pete and on back to roots music. I principally play roots music, so I just love him and love all that he did, and he was a remarkable person. So this is a song that he wrote in 1958, and it's called "Oh, Had I a Golden Thread," and it's, you know, it's just about, you know, pulling things together and pulling people together and appreciating the world and appreciating all the wonderful things that we have around us. And boy, Pete sure know how to do that, talk about that. Oh. Of children
my brothers and sisters, my rainbow desire, and I my hand in my mind, with my heart and my hand in my mind, golden thread and a needle so fine, I'd weave a magic strand of rainbow
Thanks. And, you know, thanks to Pete Seeger.
That was beautiful, Ed. And by the way, my first pronouncement apology for the night. Ed Leckler, not Ed Lockler. So I'm glad that I learned that. Thank you, Ellen. All right, next.